Hello and welcome home.
Hi, I'm sorry, I wasn't done sharing yet. This shorter countdown that we got going on that's temporary is doesn't give me enough time to do my thing.
You wanted 1 minute. That's what you got.
Well, you know.
I think somebody needs more time.
Maybe I need a minute and a half. Maybe two. Okay, so we have lots to talk about. Scott is back in the co-host chair. We had Kimberly Bouchard on last week.
Which made it a much better show.
Oh, shut up. She's a very nice lady. So, you know, I didn't want to scare her off. So we kept our conversation a little less snarky, a little more traditional. But
who wants
that? Was back tonight.
It's time to get snarky. What am I going to rip on this week? Let's see.
Just be nice. Okay, so before we get started, Facebook really sucks lately, so be sure to share.
It sucks every time.
It sucks every time. But yeah, be sure to share this broadcast with your Facebook friends so that we can get our reach back up again like it was before we took our hiatus.
Sorry, I was reading the notes because I don't know what we're talking about today.
Oh, Robin, thank you so much. I got new glasses last week, so I'm giving my eyes a break. But thank you. Thank you so much.
And I don't have my glasses on, so I can't see any of you.
Like we started to do 2 weeks ago, tell us where you are watching from. If you end up watching the replay, hit replay or type replay and tell us where you're watching from so we kind of know how far our reach is going, which is always fascinating, by the way. It's really cool to see how far we get to go. So
ready?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Hello, welcome to TMSN Weekly Live, show number 116 for January 24th, 2022. I'm Scott.
Is it the 24th? Hi, I'm Michelle.
It is the 24th. My computer says so, and that must be right because my computer don't lie.
Okay. Alrighty then. So.
I don't know why I brought my notepad.
Why'd you bring your notepad?
I don't know.
I took the notes.
Because I was going to write down notes, and then I got busy and had some camera issues, and Sean was texting me, and I got busy with other stuff. So.
Oh, you'll be all right. So, all right, let's talk. Let's chat. All right, so we're going to start off with, we had Media Day. He's reading my chicken scratches because he didn't know what we were going to talk about.
Not an idea.
Okay, so can you read it or do you want me to?
No, I can read it.
All right. Okay, so we are going to start by talking about Media Day at Festival of the Arts, which was last Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think of what we talked about last week. I am going to probably talk about the popcorn buckets more because I didn't really touch on it too much with Kimberly here because, again, she's a nice lady and I didn't want to scare her away. So, because there's so much more to talk about than what we touched upon. So, Media Day. We went. It was chilly outside. And by the way, we had frost this morning in Florida. Now, I know that my friends to the north like to make fun of us when we complain that it's cold in Florida, but it legit was cold.
I know our swimming pool had like a piece of ice on top that you can almost skate on.
We don't have a pool. So that was really interesting. We have a pond.
The pond you can almost skate on.
But if you fall in,
the gators are going to get you, so I wouldn't do that.
There's no gators in our pond.
There is gator. There's one gator that lives in our pond. You've seen it multiple times.
There's no gator. Okay, anyway. Back to Media Day.
What was Media Day? Epcot.
That's Epcot. So we arrived at Epcot, yes.
Yes, in the afternoon.
In the afternoon. And we checked in, and it was a different kind of event. Instead of having like a designated like schedule per se, it was more like self-led, but they like put stuff like what they wanted us to see. Mm-hmm. What are you grinning at?
Oh, no. Somebody asked me about my jersey.
This isn't one of mine.
This is actually geeky jerseys. And just to stop for one quick second, on the 50th anniversary, we were at Epcot, getting ready to watch Harmonious, and some lady started screaming at me, "There will always be the Cleveland Indians to me." It's Guardians of the Galaxy. I felt everybody start laughing there when I called her lady. It's Marvel. It's Guardians of the Galaxy. Everybody around started laughing.
What did they think it was?
Because Cleveland Indians changed their name from Cleveland Indians to Cleveland Guardians. So that's kind of weird, but this is actually Marvel. It's got Cap's shield there, Rockets on the back. So it's Guardians.
Are you done now?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, back to Epcot. So it was a self-led type of media thing, but they wanted us to go and see the Broadway concert series. They wanted us to make sure we checked out different foods and merchandise. The merchandise is really, really, really small for Festival of the Arts.
Yeah, there's only a handful of different items.
I was really surprised because I'm really big on merchandise. But if you think about it,
I was going to say, what about the art?
Oh yeah, the art too. The art is great. But like the merchandise, like they did have a spirit jersey, of course. But you know, just a sidebar, like merchandise is scarce, like pretty much everywhere.
It is.
So maybe that's why they didn't have a lot this year. I don't know.
Now, the only thing I liked is the annual pass holder is like a hoodie. Something different.
Well, it's like a shirt, you know, those thin hoodies, like a t-shirt hoodie that aren't, which is great for Florida because so it's not too hot. It's really hard when, you know, like to justify buying the heavy stuff here because we only get like a snap of winter, although it's been kind of chilly here for a little
while. And although we each have over 10 spirit jerseys, so figure that one out.
Oh, somebody asked about our Christmas, our tree. That is a Valentine tree now.
You can't really see it. Yeah.
It's gone from a Halloween tree to my buffalo plaid tree to a Valentine tree.
Yeah, so there is Valentine's Day decorations on the tree. It's just we still have the white lights. So
but then I will probably take it down after that. Easter. Well, no, because it's black and doesn't go with Easter and spring. So I'll probably put it away till
St. Patty's Day.
No, it doesn't match. It doesn't match. Anyway. Epcot. Okay, let's talk about food. So we like, okay, I will speak for myself. I am not a fan of most of the festival food. Now, and that is primarily because it's all weird foods that I won't eat. Is that a fair assessment?
That's a very fair assessment. There wasn't really anything I wanted to try myself personally. Actually, there was one thing I didn't like it.
What'd you try? You didn't like?
The pop eat tart thing. The pop tart. I didn't like.
Oh, it. I mean like food.
I didn't have any.
We didn't really try food. No, I didn't try any food.
There was nothing. Nothing. I walked around and said, "Oh, I have to try this."
So we went with desserts instead.
We did
because, in my opinion, you can't really go wrong with dessert. Wait, I did try the can soup grilled cheese, but which was good. The grilled cheese. The grilled cheese that you get is about it's big. It's like you dip it in the tomato soup and you get to keep the can. So there's that. Kind of,
we should have brought that over.
Yeah, it's over there, but you can't see it. It was like bite size.
Yeah, it's almost like they take a grilled cheese sandwich and they cut it into
in
quarters.
Half, and then they cut it again.
Yeah, so you get two pieces. So you get 2/8 of a sandwich.
Bite-sized
pieces.
Anyway, but Danielle, you can see the can. Did I mention the can? So there's that.
Danielle,
thank you. Okay, so food. So the first place we went to for media day is I put all this stuff on all our social media, so you probably have seen it. We went to the donut box. It's over by Test Track. And they had these little vanilla donuts with like sugary, like frosting all over it. And then it had like a little tiny, tiny scoop of strawberry ice cream.
Yeah, it was almost like a spoonful of, I mean, it literally was probably 2 to 3 bites of ice cream.
There's something else on it, wasn't there?
There was there was little like gels, little raspberry gels or strawberry gels, and then 2 pieces of strawberry.
Yeah.
And then some kind of sugar. I don't know what that was. The sugar.
Oh, it was like a little thin waffle.
Sugar wafer.
Sugar wafer that kind of was like plastic. Did you eat that? I didn't eat that.
Dawn said her grilled cheese was much larger. Yeah, ours was really small.
Ours was bite-sized grilled cheese. I mean, it wasn't even enough for us to share.
No.
And usually I try to make him try whatever I'm eating and I couldn't.
No,
there wasn't. So, anyway. So we did the little donut thing, which was good, but the donut was kind of hard. And when I was trying to do an example of it, like when I put the fork in it, it all went poof. And like all the frosting like cracked up.
And we couldn't refilm it because we would have to buy another one.
He wasn't going to go buy another one. So it is what it is. And it's on our Facebook page if you want to see my donut fall apart. Okay, anyway. So after we had the crumbly donut, which wasn't bad, it was just a hard donut. And I really prefer a soft donut.
A hot donut or a soft donut.
Anyway, so the one thing I really, really wanted to try, and I put this on our social media too, was the deconstructed key lime pie. Now, if you go to the deconstructed dish, which is across from like the Starbucks area on the water, yes. That booth is really popular because they have like a deconstructed, what is it?
BLT.
What else?
BLT, the deconstructed French onion soup, and the deconstructed key lime pie.
That's right. So basically, it's like your favorites, but things are pulled apart.
Yeah, and the French onion soup was made with some kind of ravioli.
Like a beef ravioli with a big old piece of cheese on it.
Yeah, it was
I kind of wanted to try it because I do like French onion soup. But I truthfully, I like the cheese on a French onion soup, not so much the soup.
And the crackers. Or the
croutons, the bread and the cheese, but I never eat the onion or the broth. I just want the cheese. So maybe I really don't like French onion soup. I don't know.
She likes the extras on the soup, not the soup itself. Because you don't like onion.
I like onion rings.
And you don't like beef broth.
But I like onion brie. Okay, never mind. And I like cheese.
So you want onion rings covered in cheese and croutons?
Maybe. That's great for the diet. Okay, anyway, so back to the deconstructed key lime pie. Now, I have never, before we moved to Florida, been a fan of key lime anything. But I think as we get older, our taste buds evolve and all that good stuff. And I like a good key lime pie that is like thicker, almost like a cheesecake. Now, key lime cheesecake is like awesome, but this wasn't cheesecake. No. It was
a mousse, wasn't it? Or no?
No, it was thicker than that. I mean, it was thicker than that. So it was kind of cheesecakey, but not really, but it was good. So it had like a little swirl of like the inside of a pie. Then it had like a little thing that looked like lime, but when you touched it, it was supposed to be like a mousse, but it was like key lime cheesecake on the side. Then on the other side, they had a graham cracker, a little cake, and then they had little dollops of this raspberry deli stuff, and then two raspberries.
And then meringue.
Oh, I didn't eat the meringue. Those were like hard. They were like meringue rocks. Like I didn't even touch those. So the key lime deconstructed whatever. Now, what did I like it?
Yeah, you loved it.
But I loved it. You were like, I've never seen you that excited.
Never heard every bite. This is so good. Disney does key lime pie. Great. All this.
Disney knows how
and she kept, try it. I don't like you. Try it. I don't like you. Try it. No.
Because the reason I wanted him to try it is because, like I said, I was never like a huge key lime person, but this was like the best flipping key lime pie, whatever, that I've ever had. Now I'm hungry. And I think the next time we go back, I'm getting it again because the festival is over like February.
Yeah.
So I really feel like I need to go back maybe twice to get that key lime pie again.
We've been there four times.
But already? I only got the three pie times. Once. And that's it was true. Not even really pie. It's just like a plate of deliciousness and fanciness that almost is too pretty to eat, but eat it anyway because it's worth it.
It's almost like going to the condiment bar at Cosmic Rays and getting all the different things together. You could have went there and made your little deconstructed pie off like a condiment table.
Not the same thing at all.
Kind of.
No. All right. So anyway, I highly recommend the deconstructed key lime pie.
Well, who was it? I just saw Stephanie went to try it and they ran out because of your post.
Oh, not because of my post.
That's what it is. Because you said it was great and everybody went and ate it.
Oh, because of what I said?
Yeah. All the other sites picked it up. They went viral.
No.
All the cheesecake. I mean, so the figment bucket. No more cheesecake.
That's not my fault. Now, I would like to think that people care that much about what I have to say across social media. So thank you for at least implying that. So it was so good.
I know it was.
So good. Now I want another one.
By the time we get there, it'll be too late.
Yeah. And it's cold. So anyway, I kind of wanted to backtrack just a pinch. Let's rewind. So let's talk about them figment buckets, shall we?
Yes.
So when we were there on Tuesday last week for media day, the buckets were gone.
We noticed as we're walking in, not one person. Like I said, that was our third day of being there already since Friday when it opened. And we had always seen people walking around with buckets and we knew it's like, oh, they're gone.
Yeah. Now, when we had been there the previous times, we saw people walking out with bags full of
them. 8-10 of them around their necks. And we were told by a couple different people that they had heard through the grapevine that there was enough to last the entire festival. That wasn't true because they were out by the Monday after they opened. But we have heard that there's more coming. It's just we don't know when they'll be coming.
And I also heard that they actually took the figment popcorn bucket off the sign.
Yes, they did.
And because it wasn't before, they had the whole thing like covered and said no more figment buckets. But I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about the frenzy of that and the why before we move on.
I was going to say one of my biggest problems was you were selling the figment bucket where you were also selling food.
Yes.
And that was a pain in the butt, especially the first weekend because people there are people who did not want the popcorn bucket, and they couldn't go get the grilled cheese or the Pop-Tart or anything to drink there, because you're not going to wait 6 hours for grilled cheese. And
soup. It wasn't that good of a grilled cheese. It was good, but it was not 8 hours.
I think that's one thing they maybe need to look at next time they're going to have a hot. And everybody on earth knew the finger bucket was going to go crazy.
Yeah, I mean, even me.
Yeah. So I just think that was maybe poor planning somewhere, unless they knew they were going to sell out and then it wouldn't be an issue.
So here's what I think. All right, so Disney teased that bucket out a week before.
Yes.
On TikTok. It went nuts. I put it out. Went nuts too. So they were already creating hype. Mm-hmm. I don't think that they anticipated quite that much hype to where the line is going to wrap all the way around the park and people were going to wait up to 8 hours for bucket.
And up to the middle and through Mexico.
All of that. Now, I think that next time, if there is an item like that, maybe if they didn't have it at just one location, if they had it at multiple locations, it wouldn't create such a huge commotion the way it did.
The only problem I see with that is when they run out of that one, you're going to have everybody rush into the other one.
Maybe. Unless they have enough, because when we went back on that Sunday, we waited in less than an hour and they had a ton of them. But then when we went back on Tuesday, they were gone.
I think there could have been just a booth set up to do the Figment buckets. They almost could have taken a cart through the line of people with a credit card swiper. How many buckets? Two? Here you go.
That's actually a good idea.
They could have done multiples of those and just had new carts ready. When they ran out of that one, new cart, and keep going. And because you had people wrapping around through the line, and then you had people waiting to pay for the turn, and what food they wanted and all this other stuff. I think if they would have just done just the bucket, it probably wouldn't have been as bad.
Who knows? But I really feel like the reason, I don't know if I talked about this last week or not, because I talk so much, I don't know what I say. So I think the reason that it was such a hot mess on the first day is because Disney normally sells out within an hour or two.
Whatever the big thing is, a big item.
Like, for example, this morning, there was a Harvey's release at Magic Kingdom and Disney Springs, and those bags were gone like within the hour. Which we figured that was going to happen. And usually, like with the 50th anniversary popcorn buckets, those babies were gone on the first.
Yeah, those are gone. I've seen them pop up.
I've seen them come back, but because the 50th, follow me for a minute. The 50th is an 18-month long celebration. The Festival of the Arts is like, what, six weeks?
So
it's different.
Time.
It's just different. So I think maybe that's why people panicked almost because they wanted that bucket.
Disney usually sells out.
So that's why they're waiting, because the first day, that Friday, the line got up to 8 hours. And then like Saturday, it was only around 2 hours. Then Sunday, it was roughly an hour. So people that waited in line for like 6-8 hours on Friday were probably, I mean, I'm sure they're glad they got their buckets.
Yeah, because had they not got, or had it sold out Friday, then they would.
Well, yeah, because if they go by normal Disney protocol, they'd have been sold out.
It reminds me of when Anna and Elsa first debuted at the Magic Kingdom. And
yes,
people are waiting 6-8 hours to do the meet and greet with them. It kind of reminded me of something like that. But with the meet and greet, you get a photo. But with the popcorn bucket, at least you get something to walk away with. So you have something in your hand, not just a pitcher. So.
Liz just said they asked her for, she asked for one bucket on Sunday and asked if she was sure. Because, you know why, Liz? Because
you were the only person on earth.
Because you were the only person who asked for one bucket. I mean, people, you could have made some money. I'm kidding. I mean, there was people.
Wow, you just made her a personal shopper.
No, I really did. But she's not like that. So, I mean, like, there was people that were trying to bribe, like, Friday, people were bribing other people, like, with money.
Oh, Lily John said the 50th popcorn bucket, she saw it last, she got it last week.
Yeah,
and
so
the sipper.
You can get the 50th buckets now. But, you know, back then you couldn't. And that's just the thing. And because of merchandise issues, you know, that there's, I got so much jumbling up here tonight.
I was going to say, I'm not sure where you're going right here.
Okay, I'm going. But so when I was at the media event for the 50th anniversary, that was September 29th, I want to say.
Yes.
So I got to see all this cool merchandise that they were debuting for the 50th. Now, a lot of that stuff, Jack. There's some things I remember specifically from that. Sorry, Jack. It was upstairs, but Jack is.
Yeah, we didn't close the window, so he can see.
So there were some things, like in particular, there was a dress. It was a 50th anniversary, like rose gold dress that was going to come to the dress shop. And I really want that dress, but it hasn't been released. There's other things that I remember seeing on the table that have.
They had one of them. They sold out.
It was one. But, you know, like things are not, they're coming in or they're not coming in at all. But even the stuff that's coming in, it's not being restocked because they don't have it. So I don't know. I really don't know what the answer is right now.
Yeah, it's just like anything. I mean, any store you go to, there's empty shelves because merchandise just isn't getting where it needs to be right now. It's stuck in truck or stuck in boats and trucks and everything else, and they just can't get it to where it needs to be. And Disney is part of that whole thing. They can't get their shipments
fully. You know where it's really bad, where it looks terrible, where there's lacking merchandise is back in the France Pavilion at Epcot.
Oh, yeah.
So usually there's all kinds of cute stuff back there. There's like Belle stuff. There's Ratatouille stuff. Well, they filled those shelves with the Ratatouille chef hats because there's nothing else.
They don't
else
have anything
there.
Else.
I mean, there's nothing.
And Robin asked, do you think they'll have the dress again? We haven't, the dress hasn't been released yet.
No.
Right? So it hasn't, it's
there
never
was a
made
different the dress that came out and sold out in like a week and a half.
Yeah, but not the one you're talking
not
about.
Not the one I'm talking about. This one was like, it was a little bit thicker and it was kind of like a more, what do you call that? Like a up and down dress, more shapely instead of like an A-line dress. And it was beautiful. But it was supposed to come out with the iridescent line and it didn't. So.
Yeah, it's just, it's kind of crazy though when you walk through a store and you see a whole display of something that wasn't even that popular. It's just they have so many of them. That's what they have to fill the area. You don't want to walk in and see empty spaces in any store. Yeah. So they have to fill it with something. And it's just kind of sad that, I mean, but it's a casualty of COVID and everything that's happened in the last 2.5 or just over 2 years or almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years.
When yeah, it's just of everything that's happened. It's just one of those side effects. And eventually Disney's going to get all this stuff in. I just don't know when. The one thing I thought was funny is after Halloween was over and you still saw Halloween stuff in the parks, in the stores at full price. Same with Christmas. Christmas was over. They didn't merchandise and it was still the same price. Normally in past years, all that would have been shipped over to the outlet. But I think this year, because they don't have anything to fill the shelf with, they're just using that merchandise.
There's still Christmas stuff at the Creation Shop at Epcot.
There is. Yep, there is.
There's still food and wine festival merchandise in there too. So I really think that they're just filling whatever they have. And like I said, with those chef hats, they're all over the France Pavilion because there isn't anything else.
And people are probably buying them because if you didn't see them anywhere else, maybe that is where you saw them for the first time. You bought them. So it's, I don't know either.
So that's my tangent about merchandise and Figment buckets. all right. So let's
coffee talk. Cups are hard to find. This one just
That's another thing that's so crazy too. Like I've had people randomly message me like on Instagram and stories and ask like, why are there no coffee mugs?
We saw those clear ones if you remember last year.
And those are old.
Yeah, those are old.
You thought they were new, but they're
I don't remember seeing. And then she also talked about the UK toy shop. Now, I don't know if that's open yet. I know the UK clothing stores have opened because that's where I keep looking. There's a jersey in there I've been wanting to get, and I look at it all the time. And when they finally reopened, I went there to see. So that area is open in the UK.
Yeah.
I just don't know how far down it went because I didn't walk all the way through, but I do know the clothing area was open.
And they had some cute stuff in the UK.
Yeah, they did.
They had their own, they have like the UK spirit jersey. The Italy Pavilion has some cute things in there too.
Liz said teacups aren't in the UK either right now.
Oh, really?
And that's the tea store. Twinings Tea Store is in the UK.
And they're supposed to have cups there.
Supposed to. Here's a paper cup.
Interesting. Get paper cups. We're gonna come back and talk about Epcot news, more Epcot in a little bit. So I also last week there was a media day for at Raglan Road on Thursday because tomorrow's 25th. Yeah,
tomorrow's 25th,
and it is International Irish Coffee Day, and Raglan Road is celebrating. They have a day for everything.
They
don't
do.
They?
They do. It was National Cheese Day the other day. So
there's a day for everything.
Irish Coffee Day, and I need Irish Car Bomb. drinks.
No, it's not Irish Car Bomb Day. It's Irish Coffee Day, which is a big difference. For those.
And for those who don't know, car bomb is actually a drink. It's not a
drink. It's a drink. You're not bombing cars.
Yes.
Which I can't do those Irish car bombs. I tried and failed.
And I left.
Anyway, so what they had, so again, I want to tell you kind of a funny story about me with my picky eating. So at the media event, there was just a small group of media there, and it was to try the drinks. They had the Irish coffee, which was they put sugar in the bottom of a glass, then they put coffee, then they put whiskey, then they put the cream on the top. Okay. So it's good. Then they made, oh God, bear with me because I'm probably wrong. It was some sort of an Irish coffee martini. And so it had like coffee flavored liqueur and I think it had coffee too.
I don't understand why I didn't go to this event. I love coffee and alcohol. I don't drink either of them, so.
Why your girl goes to these things. All right.
I don't like coffee. I don't like liquor. So it's all.
Okay. Anyway. So they showed us how to make like these drinks, right? And then they wanted us to try them. And they were pulling out this. They did this the last time at Raglan Road. What they did was they have a menu of like, I want to say there was like six different things this time of things that are not on the menu currently, but we're like, they serve it to the media almost as a guinea pig.
Okay. If you guys don't like it, then I can put it on the real menu.
Well, no, then they ask. So here's where I'm terrible at my job. I love my job, but I'm terrible when it comes to being a food critic because I'm not.
Food critics are just mean.
Okay, but you're like, what do you think of that? Well, I'm not going to eat it. So I ended up taking a bunch of photos because it was all food that I won't. It was like seafood and seaweed, egg rolls, and some sort of fish pie. Like, ugh. I'm sure it was great if you like that fish. Sort of food. And I don't mean to go, ugh, because I love Raglan Road. I will not eat seafood.
The bread pudding's a die for.
Oh, my God. Their bread pudding is
thanks,
so
Corey Tucker.
Good. Oh, my gosh. So Lucretia and Corey made us try that and just haven't been the
same.
Yeah,
thanks, Corey.
Thanks a lot. So anyway, so they had a lot of seafood and things I won't eat. But I took video and photos of it all.
She messaged me. She goes, there's nothing here I'll eat. I said, order bread. Just or something.
So yeah, okay. So get this. Here's where things could have got.
Lucretia would be your assistant next time.
Lucretia. I would have been like, here.
Well, if you and Corey would stop dragging your feet and just move.
So anyway, so here's where the problem lies.
Tomorrow's opposite day. No, Randy told me tomorrow's opposite day, Wednesday's popcorn day.
Oh. Okay, anyway. Opposite day, that's a SpongeBob thing.
I know, we'd have to sit in different chairs.
Oh. All right, anyway, back to the food. So here's the problem. So they're giving me the Irish coffee and the martini, which was strong. Oh my God. So I'm sitting there and I'm not eating because I won't eat any of the fishy seaweed stuff. So that's a problem. So I text him and I said, I am starting to not feel so great.
And she drove herself there.
And I drove myself.
I'm like, okay, you need to start eating some bread or something and walk around for a while.
Yeah. So I stopped. I did try the drinks, but then I knew better that if I'm going to get home, I just had to sip them. But you know how when you start to feel it, you start to feel your skin getting hot. So I ended up asking the server if I could have a basket of bread. So they have that really good, what do you call that?
It's a sourdough, I believe.
No, it's not sourdough. Yeah. It's something else. Somebody who's Lucretia, what is that bread?
It's called the Corey Tucker special.
No, and then they give you like a sweet dipping oil on the side. It starts with an S.
I don't know. Soda bread?
Soda bread? I think it's soda bread. I think that sounds right. But anyway, they gave me like a basket of it, and I ate all the bread and the dipping sauce. Why everybody?
That's why you weren't hungry when you got home.
Well, they only gave me three pieces, in fairness. But I did eat it all. Because, yeah, you can't be trying Irish drinks on an empty stomach.
No.
But anyway, so tomorrow is the International Coffee Day. and the drinks are delish. Oh, okay. So here's the catch with Raglan Road. I forgot the most important part. So when you go there tomorrow, it's you buy the coffee, they supply the whiskey. No. So you buy coffee and they will add whiskey to it as much as you want. I mean, not as much as you want in the same glass. You
keep have to pouring. Keep buying.
Just get a pitcher.
So they add the coffee to the bottle of whiskey and I'll just take the whiskey.
Yeah, something like that.
You mean the Jameson, I'll sit in the corner.
So yeah, so that is like their selling feature for coffee day. You buy the coffee, they make it an Irish coffee, add whiskey to it, and bada boom, there you go. And they said within reason, you can keep getting more. They're not going to let you, you know, go crawling out of there, but they didn't say that there was a limit, but I don't know.
So Pleasure Island is back, at least after Raglan Road. It's going
to
feel like it.
So if you like coffee and you like whiskey, then you might want to go to Raglan Road tomorrow.
Get there early. There's going to be a line.
Get there early.
They may have a popcorn bucket. Who knows? Irish popcorn bucket.
Irish popcorn bucket. How cool would that be, though? Like a bottle, like an...
A Jameson popcorn bucket?
Yeah, like a bottle of whiskey, but when you open the back and there's popcorn inside. So anyway. Oh, wait. Walk up with the coffee. No, you gotta buy their
You're
coffee.
Buying their coffee, but then they add the James or the whiskey to the coffee.
Yeah, and there's
that you
different
purchase,
kinds of so. Whiskey. It's not just Jameson. They had a couple of different kinds of whiskeys.
That's the only one I know.
That's all you kept saying. He's not that's a drinker, so he's I just gonna drink. Say Jameson, but they had other kinds. So you go to Raglan, buy a coffee, they'll
add whiskey to it for the price of the coffee.
For the price of coffee. Thank you. That's what I'm trying to say.
It's an upgrade.
All right. Anyway. So,
so you can't go to Starbucks, buy a coffee, and go there. Hey, put some whiskey in here.
I don't think that's how that works.
They wouldn't make any money that way.
I'm going to guess that would not work.
I wonder how much coffee. Well, you know what? They're hoping it's going to be cold tomorrow because they'll sell more coffee. It's cold.
Heck yeah. I mean, and it's supposed to be chilly.
I think tomorrow's going to be colder than today was.
Lord. All right. Anyway, so let's talk about Magic Kingdom debuted new strollers last week.
I saw that.
You know, you don't care. It has Mickey on the side. They're really cute, but it is the new style Mickey, so people were fussing about that. But it's kind of nice that they got new strollers because they've had the same strollers like forever.
And if you don't like the Mickey ones, you can call our friends at Kingdom Strollers.
That's right.
They'll be happy to help you out.
Kingdom Strollers will help you out with the stroller. So speaking of strollers, let's go into a hot topic. We put out this blog last week about this woman. Did you guys see Stroller Lady? Because we put that out and the comment section went crazy. And actually, y'all pretty much behaved in the comment section because everybody was on the same page about this woman.
She needs to be beat down behind the kit. Sorry.
Stop. So anyway, so for those that missed TikTok Stroller Lady, this woman had her stroller moved at Magic Kingdom. A cast member moved her stroller. Now, if you have ever been to a Disney park, cast members will move your stroller when they are trying to make room outside an attraction, a show, whatever.
And it's easier if everything's orderly and put together. If you buy Small World, they do it. Buy the carousel, they do it. By any of the rides that are like that, you will see the stroller parking lots in the parks.
And seasoned Disney people will tie something to the handle of their stroller.
Yes.
A lot of people will put a ribbon, some buy a balloon.
Don't put a Figment bucket because somebody will rip that thing
right off.
Don't
put a Figment bucket and someone will steal it. Most seasoned Disney goers know that if their stroller has to be moved, they're not stealing the stroller. They're just getting it out of the way so that to keep things orderly. Let's say orderly.
Because if everybody just put their strollers wherever they want to, it'd be a mess.
Right.
And it's just, and then they can't really watch the strollers to make sure that nobody's.
I remember when the boys were little, going on Kilimanjaro and giving them my stroller. And when I came back out, we had to literally find the stroller.
But they used to take it from you at one point in the line.
Yes, they did, because Aiden used a stroller until he was 5 because he had asthma.
Right.
And I used to just like, okay, let's find a stroller. All right. But anyway, in this day and age, because people are so patient and kind and courteous, This woman decides she's going to scream at this cast member for touching and moving her stroller.
Was it her stroller or was it a Disney stroller she rented?
I don't know.
I'm just
curious. But she said a her stroller. Now, I don't know if it was her personal stroller or if it was a rented stroller. But not only did she yell at this poor cast member, she had her phone in her hand and she's recording it like she's in the right. Well, that didn't work out in her favor because other people, because everybody's got a phone, recorded her recording herself yelling at this cast member. Now, what did she think she was going to get? You know, like free something or other because someone touched her stroller or moved her stroller? Well, come to find out from what I hear, this lady got removed from the park and banned.
Good.
Because I guess she put her hands on the cast member. Now, I don't know exactly for sure, so please don't quote me on that. But from what I understand, she did get the boot, as she should have.
And if it's a lifetime ban, keep it. Don't give her back in 2 years like they do for everybody else.
Well, yeah, because there's no reason for that. And I think a lot of times, you know, these cast members are just trying to do their job. He doesn't want your stroller. And she said something like, if you're going to move my stroller, then you need to tell me personally that you moved my stroller. Are you kidding me?
Because they know exactly who just left their cart and ran over to run on the carousel.
Mm-hmm. So I believe that let this be a lesson. I mean, some people are so flippant entitled. And, you know, cast members are doing their jobs. They are there to make it as magical as possible for all of us. And you get your camera out yelling at this poor person, big mistake. And she got roasted.
I would have loved to have been there because I probably would have said stuff out loud that
day. And I'm just so surprised nobody said anything. Like, if that were me, because my filter is busted these days. It is busted. You know,
I did it at Epcot last week, though, when I saw people walking by with 8 buckets around their neck bragging, like, oh, look what I got. Look, yeah, like, that's why. And that's why not everybody can get one because I asked a-hole like, oh, sorry. Almost said it, but I said it loud that day.
Because our family-friendly show just went out.
I was so angry that these people, and they're smiling as they walk through with 8 buckets, knowing there's people who aren't going to get it. And it's just like, I had it with my filters gone. I don't even think I had a filter to begin with. Sorry, I didn't mean to use that, but I was so angry that day walking around. That was the Friday. I'm sorry. I apologize. I was talking about the donkey.
I'm going to get hate mail now because of you.
For who?
I don't know. Somebody's going
to
be mad at me.
Send it to me.
Because of your mouth.
Oh, no. Shane's on my side. Randy's on my side. See, they got my back. If anybody calls you out, we're going to call them out on the live feed next week. So if anybody emails Michelle to complain, I'm going to call you out on the live feed next week. Nobody will say a word now.
Sorry. I mean, you're not wrong.
But they are. They're selfish, and they're just going to go put it on eBay to charge up to
$200. All right, cut.
See, Scarlett's side just said the A, not the word.
Oh, my God.
Everybody's on my side. Look at that.
Oh, God.
Okay, we're going to change the format of the show.
F-bombs,
I promise I won't drop that.
So these a-holes. I'm so sorry.
Am I wrong?
No.
Even if you bring 5 people with you and each buy 2 buckets, that's still not right. You do not need 10 buckets at home for any reason on this planet.
We were talking about the stroller.
I know, but but this lady, I probably would have called her the same thing. Even Cindy. Thank you, Cindy. Yeah, they were on eBay for over 1,000. I saw one that did sell for over 1,000.
Don't encourage him.
Now's when I should just bow and walk away. I can't end on a better note. Thank you for watching TMSN Weekly Live. Okay, what's your next topic?
Okay. Anyway, don't be TikTok lady. TikTok is strong.
So if you're looking for a stroller, kingdomstrollers.com. Matt and his staff will be happy to help you out over there at kingdomstrollers.com.
Oh my God.
And they put your name on the stroller so you know it's yours. So if they do move it, you can try to find it.
They do put your name on it.
Well, so does Disney though.
Oh my God. All right. Let's skip it. Let's talk about something more wholesome, shall we? No swearing. Okay.
Always so takes away my phone.
Friday.
Mic drop. What? Stephanie said mic drop. Oh. Shane said you lost it.
All right. So, Wholesome fundraiser. Give kids the world.
That's right. That was awesome.
Can we go back to that?
Actually, yeah, that was great. The day before, Omar of our Give Kids the World, who's become a really good friend of ours, invited us to take part in their quarter throwdown auction.
Is that what they're called?
Quarter throwdown. It was at Margaritaville Resort, which we had never actually been to the resort itself. So that was kind of cool to be able to go in there and check it out. And we quickly put together a Lost Princess Apparel booth and went over there and worked this. And it's just a really cool fundraiser they do for Give Kids the World.
Have you ever guys ever done the quarter toss thing? Because I didn't understand it at all. So like,
I didn't understand it until we actually saw it, and that's when I understood what it was.
So I didn't know what it was. Everybody kept saying it's really a lot of fun and it's for charity. So of course we're gonna go. I had no idea. So we went over there, we set it up, we bought paddles, we bought the bingo chips. What?
No, I said we had no idea why we were buying all this stuff.
Yeah, we had no idea why we were buying stuff, but it was for Give Kids the World. So we just started throwing money at them. You know, like we bought paddles, we bought chips, we bought and they were like bingo chips. What else did we buy? We ended up buying more stuff. We bought snacks,
cake, and
cookies. Oh gosh. Yeah, we bought a lot of stuff, but it was for charity. So it's okay to just eat things. And
no, it was fun because it was just good to be there and helping the kids out. And they did have one of the kids who had
a
been
wish
a wish kid had come in there and just explained what the village meant to her.
Yeah.
And it was just really cool. It was a great fundraiser. It had a pretty good turnout. I think they said they're going to do these more often.
They're going to do them more often. So of course we said, if there's anything we can do to help at these, and it of course, anything we can do to help Give Kids the World. Especially now that we know how the fundraiser works. So it was funny because like our friends, you know, Mark Daniel and his wife, Barbara, they had come up, Mrs. Lost Princess Apparel. She had come up and, to sit with us at our little table. And so she's like, how do we do this? And I'm like, I'm giving her a paddle. She gives Mark a paddle and coins. And I'm just like, so when they, you know, we're starting this at two quarters, I'm like, Mark, just pick up your paddle.
And the way it worked is all the vendors are on there donate a bag or a gift basket or whatever. And then they tell that. So you basically tell them what's in the basket, what the value of it is, and how many quarters you want for that basket. And then if you decide, oh, I want a bid on that basket, you raise your paddle. You could raise 10 paddles. It doesn't matter. You have to pay, say it's two quarters. So you have to pay two quarters for each paddle you raise. You get to throw all those in there, and then they draw a chip with a number on it. And if one of your paddles is that number, you win the prize. And then the bucket of the quarters or whatever, you can either donate it back to the village for your gift, or they actually give it back to the vendors. I don't know how that works, if they donate, or how it works exactly as far as all that goes. But it's a good fundraiser for the village. If you've never been to the village, or if you don't know anything about it, go to givekidstheworld.org, I believe is what it's under, gktw.org. Check it out, because they have so much. If you ever want to volunteer and you're in the area, they always need people to come volunteer and help out over there.
And they have fundraisers and such all the time. We, you know, if there's stuff that we can help with,
and
yeah, we will.
Yeah, and I did see something about that we can create a fundraiser on our website to people to donate through our site to them. So I think we're going to be setting that up here. I got to talk to Omar exactly how to do it. But Omar came into our lives more once we were doing the expo. We had met him before, but we really didn't know him. And I've got to know him really well since we did our expo.
Yeah.
He's just a really great guy. And his heart is just about helping out these kids and these families there. So anything he gets behind, we get right behind him and help him any way we can.
You know what this year has been like? Sidebar. So, do you guys
a holes at Epcot and give and give them and helping out Give Kids the World? Go ahead.
Okay. So, do you guys remember the movie Yes Man with Jim Carrey? Do you remember?
Yes.
I love that movie. So, the premise of the movie is that he was just a very negative naysayer type of person. And then he went to this convention where all these people kind of like a self-help thing. And he thought he had a spell put on that he can't say no to anything.
Right.
And then once he started saying yes to things is when his life began to change.
Change completely.
Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Will you two do the Amazing Race? We were actually asked to do the Amazing Race Orlando. We weren't able to do the first part, which we were supposed to go Saturday. We didn't have, we weren't able to go Saturday, but I'm still talking to Omar and see if we can't get involved with it when it actually starts next month.
So we may do that. We were asked to do
it. So we might be we would be the 10th team that's added. So we will see. We will let you guys know if we're into it. I need to message Omar back because he asked me if we'd be able to do it. And I said, I had to talk to Michelle, but if they want us to do it, we will do it.
God help us all. All right. Anyway, so back to Jim Carrey.
Thank you,
Jim. So back to Jim Carrey. So in the movie, I hope somebody knows what movie I'm talking about. It's like
it's the movie where just he starts saying yes to stuff he would have never said yes to before. He sees, do you want to take guitar lessons? Okay. Do you want to do that? Okay.
Do you want to go to a Harry Potter movie night? Okay.
Okay. Do you want to take yoga? Yes. Do you want to do yoga photography running through the park? Yes.
Okay.
And he just does everything and his life ends up changing for the better. His job gets better. He's a loan officer. So every loan that comes through his desk, he has to say yes.
Okay.
And it's a great movie actually, but it just shows the power of being positive and changing how it could affect your life.
So my whole point is that I feel like this year is kind of like that movie for me. Like, I'm trying. Okay, so I know it's January and I don't make no New Year's resolutions, but I feel like we've been saying yes more often to things.
So can I buy more Funko Pops?
No.
See, negative Nancy right here.
But like, you know, I'm trying really hard. It's very hard because sometimes you get stuck and you just don't feel like doing anything. Right. Or like, you know, there's that meme that goes around that, you know, when you're an adult and when you are adult friendships are basically saying, yeah, we got to get together. And everybody says it for 40 years until like you're in a retirement community together. I mean, because like, and you mean it, but like life gets a hold of you and you end up staying home and you don't do things and you don't reach out of your comfort zone. And I'm really working on that this year. So,
and a lot of times when we say no or whatever, it's either because we're busy or we're just tired. I mean, we do. We run ourselves ragged, and it gets to the point where it's like, and it's not because we don't want to do it. It's just because, okay, I'm already exhausted, but okay, let's keep going. Let's see what we can do with this, and let's push forward too. And Jerry has seen. Hi, Jerry. He saw the movie. So he knows
exactly. Thank you. I'm glad somebody saw it. It's a funny movie.
It is. It's a great movie.
So you should totally watch Yes Man with Jim Carrey because it's a great movie. And I think the message is good, except he said yes to too many things.
He saves a guy from jumping off a building by singing a Third Eye Blind song.
Yes, he did. Yes. Just watch it. But anyway, that's what I'm trying to do is be more open-minded and agree to do more things this year when I'm not too tired to do so or when I'm not too busy.
Well, we don't have a lot of other work going on.
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff going on that you guys don't even know about yet. So
I don't even know half the time.
It's going to be a great year for the Main Street Mouse, Lost Princess Apparel, etc. So anyway, let's reel it back in because we're going to run out of time. Okay, so Flower and Garden, concerts are back. Yay.
Which gives me hope that they will be back again for Eat to the Beat also.
Yes.
And I did see today, I haven't put out yet, but SeaWorld announced their Seven Seas Festivals come back with their concerts. Universal's announced their concerts. So it looks like everybody's bringing their concerts back this year.
So it looks as though things are going back to somewhat normal.
If it was normal, if you want to call it normal.
Yeah. Whatever. All right, so Flower and Garden concerts. Now, this next segment is going to sound like shade, and I don't mean it as shade, but it's gonna sound.
Well, when you preempt it with that, it's gotta be shade.
Not trying to be shady or, what's the word? There's another word. Salty? No.
You're salty? I'm gonna look up, I wanna see the whole concert listing.
You're not supposed to look up stuff while we're...
Okay, I just want to know who else the concerts. I see the ones you wrote, and I don't...
Those were the best ones.
No, they weren't.
Yes, they were.
No.
All right, anyway, so the Flower Garden concert series, I just picked a couple out that you might want to see. You're going to look it up, aren't you?
I am.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so Rick Springfield is coming to Epcot March 6th and 7th. Now here's where I was a little confused. So Tommy DiCarlo, who it said singer of Boston, but the lead singer of Boston passed away in the late 2000s. I want to say 08.
So he was the one that replaced the original singer, most likely.
Maybe. But yeah, guess. So it's weird because they have people like that are maybe a person from a group, but not the group.
Yeah, and I've seen them do that before with different artists that come in, or they don't have like the main people of the group, like the members of ELO.
Yeah.
They bring in the members, but you don't necessarily see
Jeff Lynne, the lead singer. Right. And I know this stuff because my dad, it was in a band. We talked about this growing up, and my dad taught me all kinds about rock and roll back in the day. So one cool thing is Toby Mac is going to be there May 1st. I think that is like the biggest draw that they're going to have is Toby Mac. I think it's going to be packed those 2 days.
I think, I'm looking at the list that she doesn't have. So Kool & the Gang, they're new this year. That's going to be a good draw.
But didn't somebody just pass away from Kool & the Gang?
Last year, I think one of them did.
Not too long ago.
But the Spinners, the Pointer Sisters, there's two of them. Still the original two are still there, if I'm not mistaken. Don Felder from the Eagles, he always sings Starship with Mickey Thomas, another big one that always brings in people.
I didn't get to my last one that I was excited about.
Well, I don't know, but the Commodores are coming. Is Lionel Richie coming? Because we can do this all night long.
Like Lionel Richie. No. Flock of Seagulls.
I want everybody who goes to do your hair up just like the Flock of Seagulls for that show.
I don't think that the guy has the big hair anymore. I'm not even sure if he has.
But you got to go in the 80s. They're not going to be singing songs from now. They're singing songs from back then.
I don't know if they have any
songs. He's going to run.
I think it'd be really fun to go see Flock of Seagulls. Anybody want to go? How fun would that be? We get all decked out 80s style.
That's what I was talking about. If you do the hair up and all that stuff.
I'm going to take my hair and. Yes, that would be so much fun.
I like Flock of Seagulls.
I can't take the boys, though. They'd be super embarrassed of mom walking around.
What movie
like
is
that?
The Wedding Singer, then Sandler, when he goes to
the airport.
The guy
at the airport.
Do you like Flock of Seagulls?
Well, I can see you do. And he's got his hair all whoosh. Okay. So Flock of Seagulls. Man.
Wearing his Shane a wig. His hair is not long enough. But wearing Shane a wig.
You can go to Party City and get you a wig.
Yeah, the plain white tees are coming. So there's a lot of groups depending on what. But this gives me a lot of hope for the Garden, or E to the B, because those ones are usually
better. Well, it depends.
The bigger kind. That's where Joey Fatone was at E to the B. Boyz II Men comes to E to the B usually. So we'll see who all comes in.
Here's where the shade part comes in. So we just talked about, Flock of Seagulls and whoever else.
Yeah.
So the Mardi Gras concert series at Universal. They have Diana Ross. They have Sugar Ray. They have Styx. They have LL Cool J.
I would go to see
LL Cool J. They have Seal. Yeah. They have Jason Derulo.
They have the Pet Shop Boys?
No. Okay. I would love to see the Pet Shop Boys.
And SeaWorld, when they announced theirs today, their big one is Flo Rida. And they've got some big names coming there also. So they did. But I think it's because Disney, E to the Beat is their big concert series. That's when they bring the bigger name performers. Not that any of these aren't big performers.
Oh, come on now.
They were all headliners at some time in their careers.
I'm sorry. So if I have the chance to see, give me somebody.
New Kids on the Block.
No. I'm talking about these series. Like, no. Focus, Alan. Focus. No, because you're cutting me off like usual.
Sorry.
And I'm trying to make a comparison between the two concert series that are going on between the two theme parks this spring. But I'm not causing shade. I'm just saying, if I had the choice to either see, let's say, Diana Ross or LL Cool J or Seal or any of those things, or, Flock of Seagulls or like one lone member of Boston who wasn't the singer. I mean, I would rather go see LL Cool J. I'm just saying. Come on, somebody's got to agree with me. I just think that they could, Disney needs to step it up just a little bit. No shade, just an opinion. That is my opinion.
Well, that's your opinion.
It is my opinion.
Go with it.
So, and speaking of music, total sidebar. So for the very first time ever that I know of, the Super Bowl is on my birthday this year. And coincidentally enough, Like, did you guys see the halftime show?
I have never been more excited about the halftime show than I am this year.
I know. Eminem is in the halftime show with Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre. I mean, it's almost like it was just planned for me. Like, my birthday and Eminem and some of my favorite hip-hop in the Super Bowl halftime show. And the only bad part is that we always go to Disney on my birthday, which is a good thing, but it's, I don't really care who's in the Super Bowl team-wise. I like the Super Bowl festivities. I like the commercials. I like to sit and eat and watch it. But I really need to see Eminem in the halftime show.
Yeah, I want to see it. And all the video pieces that are coming out, they're showing Eminem more than they are Dre and Snoop, from what I've seen so far.
Yeah, I love Snoop Dogg. I'm sorry. It just, you have to understand where we were raised, like we were grew up on this music. And like, again, it's my birthday. And it's like, what did I say when they released the trailer for the halftime show last week? And it was so exciting to watch. And I'm like, look, and for my birthday too, that was so nice of them.
They planned it. The NFL, Pepsi, everything got together for her birthday. So it's good.
Like, you don't come from where we come from and not be well-versed in Eminem.
I'll be curious. Adam just said if one of the Lions were in the Super Bowl, but I'll be curious to see what Eminem wears, because he usually wears Detroit sports stuff. When
he's going to wear one, a shirt that says Happy Birthday, Michelle, on it. And on the back, it's going to say you're welcome.
I'm sure.
Hashtag 313.
So the parade for MK, we honestly do not know what's going to happen there.
They don't announce it. They don't announce it.
And the thing is, this year the Super Bowl is being played in California, so the parade probably will be at Disneyland, not Walt Disney World. Most likely.
Usually,
if the game is in California, usually the parade is in California as well. So normally it just depends what side of the coast that the game is happening on is where they go. So I would guess they're going to go to Disneyland this year, just because it's hard for the athletes just to win the game and then fly to Florida the next day to do the parade to fly back.
Like, we knew because the Super Bowl was in Tampa, yes, that it was going to be at Disney, yeah, World. But I guess we'll see. But as soon as we get information on that, we will let you know.
But usually we don't even know that until.
No, you know what's weird is they keep it kind of hush-hush when it comes to the Super Bowl festivities, which I'm not really sure why. And also, before we let you go, we are doing a mini meetup on March 12th at Disney Springs. It's going to be from like 4-ish to 7. It's a Saturday. It's during Florida spring break so that people, you know, more people have more time.
You don't need a ticket to get into Disney Springs, obviously.
That's a big one.
So that's the biggest thing. So if you don't have annual pass tickets, or if you're not even, if you don't have passes at all, it's a day for you to come out and hang out with us.
Yeah. Okay. Now we're going to be sitting outside the big area where they have like the live band outside of
House of Blues.
Across from, right, you know, Cirque and then City Walk and then, mm-hmm, not City Walk. Oh my God, wrong place. City Works. We are going to be sitting outside.
Yeah, we'll be outside there. In their patio area is what they call it. And you can get food. There's a walk up there to get food at House of Blues. City Works has all their food also, yeah, and they have their bar on the outside there. So there's lots of things to eat. Everglades isn't that far down if you want a donut.
Which I know you would.
You're darn too, and I'll be down there. So, yeah, March 12th, you
said? March 12th, March 12th at House of Blues, Disney Springs.
And we'll probably be there. We say 4 o'clock, but we'll probably be there. Or 4 to 7, we'll probably be there later than 7.
I'm guessing we'll probably stick around later than that, but it gives you kind of a window of when we're going to be there. If you want to come and say hi and chit chat with us, have a drink, have a snack, food, whatever, listen to some music, it should be fun. We used to do like the mini meetups in the parks and such, but then after everything had happened with COVID and what else, we didn't really do them anymore. So I'm trying to pick up some old things that we used to do. What are you laughing at?
Well, first I'm laughing at Shane because he said, me and Scott at Everglades, baby. but then Chuck won't be there because they're going to be cruising. And Jackie's coming the weekend after.
Well, all right. Maybe somebody will show up.
Anytime in May. You're asking Brenda.
Stay tuned, because if this works out, then maybe we'll continue to
do them every other month or something like that. It's to add to our, in addition to our big yearly meetup, we're trying to do something little. And this way we can get, because when we do the meetup every year, there is people who don't have annual passes, yes, or for whatever reason they can't come out. So we figure if we space them out throughout the year, maybe there's more of a chance for people to find a date that works for them to come out and hang out with us for a little bit. We're also still working on the next LOL which hopefully we'll have a venue and a date soon for that. We've actually even talked about taking this year's show and doing a live show at Disney Springs possibly also. So Disney Springs, they've been really good to us, and they the management down there, we've talked to him, Matt Simon, who's the VP down there, knows us, and he really likes what we do, and he's already told us whatever we need, he will
work. Maybe not again. After this show.
Maybe not after this show. But
maybe not after tonight. Sorry, after tonight. Disney. Okay, well, that is it for this week.
We should put a disclaimer. We are not owned by the Walt Disney Company.
We are not. We are not owned by Disney. We are not sponsored by Disney. We are just us, and you're welcome.
Get what you see.
Yeah. All right.
As we talk about Eminem and the place we grew up with, Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre.
Hey, but you know what? At least what you see is what you got with us. I mean,
that's one thing.
If you're totally yourself, you don't have to pretend to be anything else.
No, I do apologize for what I said. Just my emotions took over that day because I was fed up with people taking. So that's why I said what I said.
Well, you get upset when people take advantage of the system.
I just don't agree with people.
So anyway. Thank you for watching this week. It's been lot of fun.
It has been. And tell your friends so next time.
And tell your friends so next time you got to watch this messy show.
Because you don't know what's going to happen.
Because you really don't know what's going to happen from week to week. So anyway, you guys have a great week ahead.
Yes.
And we will see you next Monday. And I guess that's it. So we will see you.